This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's play Adult Toy Prices Right. I'll get into all that business. Because I see Robert and Joel and John and Danielle and Jamie and Betty Lee. If you can't have a good time with a broad named Betty Lee, you can't have a good time. Like,
some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Butt Plugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right.
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize. And now here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
Well then, men first. Let's start with Robert. Robert, what's your story?
Yeah, I'm Robert. I'm 36, been married 8 years, got a C-ring and a sleeve.
Mm-hmm. And how have those 8 years been for you? How's this quarantine working out for your sex life?
It goes great. I love her half the time. I've been an essential worker.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got to stay at work, my friend. Be safe.
Yes, thank you.
Listen, Robert, you're going to play. I got to get, who's on next? John. John, welcome to the show. Who are you?
Hey, I'm John. I'm 40 years old, been married 14 years now. I have a couple of sleeves, and the wife has a Wii Vibe and a couple of her toys.
Those Wii Vibes are good.
Yeah, she enjoys it. That's one of her favorite ones.
Right on, man. You sound like you still love being married.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good. All right, Robert, John, hold on. I got to get Joel on. Joel, what's your story?
Hey, Johnny, I'm Joel, 31, new girlfriend of 1 month today.
Listen, with all the social... Hold on, no, don't try to slide that one by me, social distancing. You are. So you started a whole physical relationship in the last 30 days, did we?
Indeed.
Dirty. You're both dirty. How'd you meet?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
How'd you guys meet?
Good old Tinder.
Jesus Christ, you're on Tinder during a pandemic. Your ding-dong's going to fall off. Your balls are going to get COVID. So this little dirty birdie, you met on Tinder because she was looking for the hookup?
Both of us.
Yeah. So do you even bother wearing a condom at that point? You're just like, hell, man, let's go for broke.
No condom, brother.
Jesus Christ. Wildly responsible.
You were worried about society during a pandemic.
Just out there getting it on with Tinder and raw dogging it. Yeah, hello, HIV. It's just a hoax by the Democrats. Just, Obama.
Just say you went to the Ozarks recently and right. I will have made my weekend.
We're holding our anniversary over at that Backwater Jack's place. But it's going well. So it's a hot part like of the relationship now. This first 30 days, everybody super just tore up about each other.
Well, she got pneumonia the day after we started dating.
God, you weren't a little worried about that?
I was very worried. I definitely wore a mask around her.
But you banged her anyway.
No. We haven't, since we started dating, we have not had intercourse.
Are you kidding? We've not had intercourse? Someone already put the mouth hug on you?
I've learned my lesson on that one.
All right. So you've had no sex. It's a pretty interesting story. But you're on Tinder, but you're not getting it on?
No.
But that was the whole point of Tinder.
No, we met on Tinder, started dating, and as soon as we started dating, she got pneumonia, and that lasted like 14 days.
Is she okay?
She's doing a lot better.
Did she get a COVID test?
She did do a COVID test, and it was negative.
All right, good. Just because, you know, all fun is fun, but I didn't want anybody to be sick. Well, listen,
yeah,
no wonder you're calling here for something to stick your ding-dong in, you weirdo. You're all horned up with a new chick and you can't have it.
Yeah, you're 100% right, brother.
All right. Well, listen, let's see if you can win something today. So Joel, John, Robert, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, will receive the item up for bid. Men, it's important to listen.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today, and it's a big-ticket item. It's the Bad Girl Vibrating Ass from Pipe Dream Products.
Bad girl, what she gonna do? What she gonna do? Let you jab the pool.
Because according to the box, bad girls love anal. It's you! Nope, still you! That's right, fellas! The Bad Girl Vibrating Ass is a life-size ass replica stroker made from super soft Beneflex. The soft, round ass cheeks are perfect for smacking with two inputs that cling to you like a second skin. Flip it over and insert the vibrating bullet for even more thrill. That's right, boys. Now you can have a bad girl, too.
Except this one won't ruin your life.
Burn your house down.
Have your best friend.
Stab you in your sleep.
Or find you when you fake your own death and move to another city.
Don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good. Because I'd find you.
That's the laugh you hear right after the butt stuff and right before you wake up in a bathtub full of ice. It's the Bad Girl Vibrating Ass from Pipe Dream Products. It's a big ticket item, fellas.
And it can be yours
if the price is right.
I just never get tired of that, man.
What's inside your butthole? I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts. Maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole.
Fellas, I hope you've been paying attention, and I hope you're listening because it is a big ticket item. So, what would you say? Oh, let me take a look at this first. I don't want to. This is a bad girl's vibrating ass made of Fanta flesh. Probably weighs 8 to 10 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a fairly sizable ass. Let me see.
This is less disturbing than when you can palm them.
Yeah.
Like yeah, this little is Kewpie like doll size.
This is kind of a yeah. So there's the lube, there's the Fanta Flesh cleaner, then the vibrating egg goes in somewhere. And I don't know what a vibrating ass. I'm a fan of whatever, but I feel like if it starts vibrating, something bad's happening next.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. See it?
There
right
it is.
There. Yeah, right there.
There she is.
There it is. It's a brand new, hermetically sealed, COVID-free butthole. All right, what would you bid, Robert? And it is a big ticket item.
I'm gonna go $95.
$95 for Robert. All right, John.
$150.
$150. And now, Joel, frustrated new relationship during quarantine. Joel.
$155.
$155. The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price is
$122.99.
Oh, and actually the lowest one took it. You guys, I saw what you did, but it goes to Robert.
Yeah.
Are you excited about your new Fanta Flesh?
Like a good time.
Bad girl vibrating ass.
Yes.
Comes with Fanta Flesh Revive Cleaner, Moist Lube, and Refresh. I don't know what order you use them in, but use them however you like. It also has a vagina in it, too.
Yeah.
So it's got the, comes with a toddler. It's got it all, a toddler hatch. All right, well, enjoy yourself. Stay right there. It's the gift you always wanted. All right, hold on a second, John, Joel. I think we have gift cards. Are you guys hungry? I think I can give you guys some food cards, too, from Good Sense.
Oh, I'll take anything right now.
All right, yeah, take it. All right, stay right there. Jake, write this guy's have some Good Sense cards because we got a bunch of those. All right, now we got the ladies. That's a good one, T.
Thank you.
How about that?
It was very quality
choice. Would you have sex with that?
I'd try it. I mean,
sure.
Yeah.
You're not a butt man.
No, but it's got.
He
the
said
other,
it hurts.
It's got the other ones.
They told him he'd get used to it, but he never did. Let me see what we got. Let me get the girls now, and it's Danielle, Jamie, and Betty Lee. Betty Lee, welcome to the show.
Hi.
I feel like you would always have a fun time with a girl named Betty Lee.
You also
sound
too, we're getting ready to go on a camping trip, so it's going to be quite interesting.
Tent sex. Tell me about yourself, Betty Lee.
Okay, well, I'm 39. I'm currently married to a guy that I was with for 8 years. Been separated for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now trying to be a she. Caught him cheating on me with other dudes. Wonderful. So I told him to kick rocks. And so the guy I'm with now is very feisty, awesome, it's never boring. So it's like, but sometimes it's just, when I'm by myself,
By the way, you need meds. Like, are you off your meds? Because you are fantastically bouncy right now.
I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm like, I've never done this. So,
but I'm very glad to meet you, Betty Lee. So you're going camping. You're going to get it on. What kind of toys do you have at home?
I have one vibrator. It has a rotating head and a little rabbit on it. And that's it. That's all I have.
Do you have something you would like to experiment with? I mean, is there a reason you're going camping to get it on, or is this just an idea, or are you going camping and you plan on getting it on?
Oh no, we're gonna get it on most definitely. But we like to experiment with other toys, and have fun, and can't really do that, because I only have the one.
All right, well, we're gonna let you play for a toy today. Now, are you a three input girl? Will you be bringing a girl in for this guy? I mean, are you experimental, Betty Lee?
Well, you know what? He's been asking me about a threesome, and, I just, if everything goes right, just maybe.
You know what? Way to keep the dream alive, Betty Lee. Good job. What about backdoor action?
We haven't tried that. I've tried it in the past. I told him that if we're together for 10 years, then maybe so,
Jesus Christ. What the hell? You crazy bastard. All right, Betty Lee, I like you. I think you're fantastic. You stay right there. You're going to play. Let me get Danielle on. Danielle, what's your story?
Hi, Johnny. My name's Danielle. I'm 29. I've been married for a year, and I have two bullets at home.
Just two bullets. Is there a reason there's no dildos or vibrators or anything like that?
I just have found what works for me, and I just don't need any extra stuff.
Then why are we playing today?
Because my boyfriend talked me into it.
Listen.
Or my husband.
Listen, here's it. Hold on. Your boyfriend talked you into it for your husband?
No. My boyfriend is my husband.
She's only been married a year.
What did you do, Jake? Did you just call a crazy, the nut house, and like put me three tricks on?
The Hedwern Center of Kansas.
Yeah. 29 years old. She's already completely insane. Your boyfriend. What you got, a boyfriend or a husband?
A husband.
You have a boyfriend on the side?
I wish.
Now, why do you think you only need a vibrator? I mean, have you tried many other things?
I actually haven't, no.
Then why do you think you won't like them?
I don't know. I'm willing to try whatever.
Orgasms are pretty awesome. If I was you, I'd get down with the business.
Yeah, I'm down.
You're crazy as a loon. I love you. All right, Danielle, you're a maniac. I can tell right now. All right, Danielle, you were going to play. Danielle, have you ever been with another girl?
I have.
You have?
I have.
And you've done that, but you've not had a vibrator. This is a crazy world we're living in right now. What about anal?
No, none of that.
That's a for sure?
Yeah, that's a for sure no.
Why? Why? Have you ever tried it?
Nope.
You might like it. Girls say it's great.
I might, but I don't know.
All right. Let's just start easy. See if you can win something today.
Deal.
All right. By the way, the whole girl-on-girl thing, was that with another guy or just you and a girl?
Just me and a girl.
And when was that?
Probably a long time ago, over 10 years ago.
And how did that happen? Well, that would put you, what, in high school? You're 18, 19, you say?
Yeah. Just curious teenager.
All right. Who's got time for a story?
I do.
So how does this happen?
I was in high school, and it was one of my good friends, and it just happened.
Well, like, how? But you, not really that I mean, much. You weren't at McDonald's when it happened. Like, tell me the story.
Well, it was kind of a short relationship, so it was more than just one. It was more than a one-time thing.
Right. So how did the first time start? Like, you were at her house, she's at yours. What? She wants to kiss you. You want to kiss her. How does this go down?
It just started with a kiss, and it went from there, started taking each other's clothes off, and it just went from there. I mean, there's not really that much of a story.
Really? Yes, there's a story
but
there.
It was awesome.
And I assure you, every dude listening is like, no, tell the story.
Use your words.
Use your words, Danielle. All right.
It was awesome, I'll tell you that.
So how come you didn't stay with that?
I don't know. I just prefer men more.
All right. And do you think your husband, boyfriend, will like you to bring a girl?
I don't know. Babe, do you want to bring a girl into the mix? He says yes.
Yeah, because he's what we call a human. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so you stay there. You're going to play. I got to get Jamie on. You stay. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Jamie.
Hi.
Let's go
Hi,
ahead.
Jamie.
And, what's your story?
I'm 39. I've been with my husband for 20, going on 21 years. I have a used strap, a suction cup one that I won on the show, a rabbit, and a couple bullets.
All right, so you've got a bit of an arsenal. So let's give you the standard questionnaire. Back door, other girls, what? Anything interesting? Yep. Bondage? What?
Yep, all that. Yep, it's all good.
That's why somebody... You hear how happy her marriage is? Mm-hmm. You hear how happy her marriage is?
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, I hope you're paying attention to this. And I hope you are too, Betty Lee.
Yeah, you got to have fun, right?
That's
it's all about
right.
having fun.
That's right. Well, listen, ladies, now you need to listen up. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price not going over will receive the item up for bid. Ladies, listen.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Try-It Triple Contact Vibe from Screamin' O.
When you try to do something new, you might be surprised at what you like to do.
Doody-doody-doo, you might like something new.
Try it, you'll like it.
The Try-It Triple Contact Vibe has three contact points to create an immersive vibration sensation.
Try it, you'll like it.
Cycle up and down through 20 functions of deep rumbling vibration.
Doing something for the first time can feel kind of funny, but if you give it a try, you might find out you like doing it.
I like that they call this thing the Try-It Vibe.
These ladies just called in to win a vibrator.
I don't think they're going to need convincing to try it.
It's like Nikki walking into a liquor store.
Excuse me, man, we have this thing called vodka.
Try it, you'll like it.
She does!
Or me walking into literally anywhere I frequent in KCK.
Excuse me, sir, have you heard of tacos?
Try it, you'll like it.
I do, and they are a delightful taste sensation. Bottom line, these ladies are well-versed in bean flickery.
Try it, you'll like it.
They do, and that's why they're here.
You dirty little bean flickers.
I like it! I tried it, and now I like it!
Yes, you do. It's the Try-It Vibe from Screamin' O, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
That's so fantastically weird, man.
It should be disturbing, but I don't know if it is.
Nicely done.
Look at it though. Yeah. It looks like a thalidomide baby flipper.
It does look like a tiny like flipper hand.
Yeah.
Am I gonna get? In my tiny little hand.
I'm going to grab you.
And so here's the. This is a fantastic.
That is.
Well, think about it. That one
weird.
Goes.
Uh huh.
Right on.
Got it.
right? And then this mm-hmm. either side. This actually is probably a genius idea.
Yes.
It's even kind of got like a, if you wanted to, imagine you could try to put your tongue through that.
That or, look, no hands.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty, yeah. Mm-hmm. For real.
That's
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's
again,
fairly
T.
smart. That's a pretty smart idea, T.
It's not that big of a device.
I don't know how the whole thing gets there. It is.
No.
No.
That's where you plug it in and recharge. You hold that down for 3 seconds.
Oh.
And then they're going down arrows. Also,
So is this. Oh, yeah. No, that's the one.
Yeah, that's going to knock you off a bar stool.
Yeah. That one's getting ready to take the paint off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, that's, oh.
It's sporking you.
And it's like, seriously, there's a bit of a spork to it.
I'm excited
man,
for you.
I gotta tell you, woo-hoo. I think that's a winner.
Yeah.
Listen, I can tell you right now that my significant other would be like, yep, here, try that. Yeah, right? Put your finger there.
Happy birthday to you.
Put that thing by your mic. Yeah, put it on the front. Yeah.
Jesus, and that's the tip of it.
Yeah.
That's not even getting down in it.
That's a serious doodad.
Yes.
Yes, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yes.
It's You're like right,
a,
Greg,
it's
yes.
It's like a tiny silicone lobster claw.
This is full speed.
What?
There was more?
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, this one's. Yeah, that's a paint shaker.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah. Nope, that one's going to be a winner.
It's going to fall on the floor if you don't grab that.
That one's walking itself across the table. You know what it looks like? It looks like back, remember those really shady football games you'd get as a kid in the 70s?
Uh-huh.
And it would just be a metal pan like vibrating, and then the football players would just shake themselves mm-hmm. around. That's what it is. It's just...
Or the clown that you would punch
yeah.
that was had the sand at the bottom, the weighted
right.
one.
There you go. Yeah. All right, so all you ladies, this is going to be a good one. Betty Lee, what would you bid?
$75.
Betty Lee says $75. All right. Jamie.
I'm going to go $47.
$47. And Danielle.
I'm going to go $109.
$109. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$68.99.
$68.99, and that would put Jamie.
Woohoo!
Jamie, look at you. You've got something to do now.
Nice. That will give me something to do besides watch TV and go to work.
I got
to
tell you, I've seen a lot of vibrators, a lot of mm-hmm. different things go through these doors, and I've never seen that one before. That one looks like a pretty interesting winner.
It sounds really good.
Yeah, I think you're going to like it.
Awesome.
All right, stay right there. Danielle? What happened?
I don't know.
That's sad.
I honestly don't know, Johnny.
I know. I tried for you.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right. Well, listen. Oh, this is the greatest consolation gift ever, Mr. Good Sense. You want a little sandwich card?
Yeah, I love Good Sense.
Yeah, this is good. All right, stay right there. I feel awkward at making that the consolation, but it's all we got right now.
Who's going to turn
There's
down
no
a 12-inch? No one.
That's right. I know Betty Lee wouldn't turn down a 12-inch. You know, it's either that or I give you a can of DEET for your big, dirty date. All right, listen. DEET is an important part of tent sex. Otherwise, you come back with ticks in places you don't want ticks.
Exactly.
All right. Don't lick the DEET. That's a bad thing. So I hope, where are you going camp at?
We're going down to Lebanon, down to the Wild Oaks.
Good. Look, you just stay clear of people, enjoy each other. You got a boat?
We're renting kayaks.
Jesus Christ. Kayaks?
Yeah, we've never kayaked before.
Yeah, no, that's how the news story happens. That's right.
Wear a life jacket, for the love of God. Yeah. Water wings, anything.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
That's a for real.
Like, I don't want to read about
we
you.
We never kayaked before. We just thought we'd go on out and try these little plastic boats that flip over real easy.
No, when I was younger, I floated on this river in a canoe, and man, you want to talk about flipping over and tipping and
yeah. Listen, you just stay happy, stay safe, and I'm gonna put you in for some of the good sense. Hold on, and have a good time.
All right, thanks.
All right, well, I gotta thank our friends at Moonlight. I know, Moonlight and Boutique. Are they open yet?
Yeah, they're open.
Oh, my God. The drought is over, people. You can go see them in KCMO on 40 Highway and Truman Road in KCK on State Avenue. And in Topeka on Topeka Boulevard itself. In fact, I went by it the other day on the way to the Heartland Park Topeka. I gave them a little wave as I went by. Thank you, Moonlight Adult Boutique. You're fantastic people.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubbler's what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop center to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With four locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.